The opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Arsenio Hall thing.
Never understood that.
I'm going to leave that totally alone, let me tell you.
We got Terry Raposa doing the dance on the way by. It looks like something out of, I don't know. I'm not sure what.
Not quite the icky shuffle, was it?
Oh, boy. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host once again. Today is July 15th, 2018. And I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great sub, Jared.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jared.
Ashley will be back next week. And Red Smith, who's now in the unfunded seventh circle of hell, non-existent. Mm-hmm. You know, there you
go. We know.
Yeah. business as usual.
Yeah.
You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Marquette, not Sovereign Minds, because they decided in their infinite wisdom that I can't be Sovereign Minds on Facebook anymore. I can be North State Consultants, but I can't be Sovereign Minds. I can be Mark Kent. I don't have any ID. They wanted ID. Show us your ID, Sovereign Mind. I'm like, what?
Where's your ID, North State Consultant?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I actually probably could produce something. But it's like, oh, boy. I'll tell you what.
I know how you do it. You go down to DMV. You tell them you're an illegal alien. Your name is Sovereign Mind. And they will give you a driver's license.
Me llamo Sovereign Mind.
You just write it on a piece of paper and hand it to them. Because you can't speak English.
What's that? No sprekenzy. No, that's the other guys.
You know.
Well, my question is what stops people from just going down to the DMV and telling them that they're an illegal alien and getting a license?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, do they go, I don't believe you. I think you're a citizen. What do I say? Prove it?
Na, 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 na.
You're a low-down Yankee liar. Prove it.
I think I might go get myself a couple of licenses.
Boy. Yeah, there you go. You can be anybody you want.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's really scary.
Yeah, that is scary. That'd be like Duplicity, you know, with what's his name, Michael Keaton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to get pulled over and have him say, can I see your ID? And I go, sure, which one?
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
The only problem is that you get dumber as you get duplicated.
Is that how we got Democrats?
That's how it works, I think. You go to school, you duplicate yourself because you're cheating, and pretty soon you're a Democrat.
Okay.
Hmm.
I get it.
Well, Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview at the unnamed church.
The unnamed church.
Every Monday nights they stand for limited government, fiscal responsibility, following the Constitution, silly things like that, and you know,
crazy evil races.
Yeah,
they have, I think this week they're having a refresher course on deplorability.
Hey,
God, I thought I'd at least get a little snicker out of that. Good grief.
Well, just my first thought was, I'm not sure they need a refresher course.
Oh, boy. I also want to announce that my mother's celebration of life will be on the 21st at Caldwell Park at the Pavilion at noon.
It's Lake Redding Park. Well, so because people get confused because they'll be coming in the other end. I just want to make sure it's like across from the Senior Citizen Hall.
Oh. Yeah, because I thought that was all Caldwell Park.
I thought so, too, till I was down there the other day. I'm just saying that's what the sign says. So if you go off of Benton Drive, just so people know.
Oh, so they've parsected or regionalized the park somehow.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah.
Just so they know. And it's potluck. So.
Okay, very good.
Yeah,
so that's
at noon.
All right. Have you got any other announcements, Sis?
Let me go ahead and remind people that we've got the prime rib dinner coming up on September 29th for Missing in America Project. Remember that we do volunteer work. Everything we do is out of our pocket, and we travel all over the United States in order to inter the veterans that need to be claimed that are sitting on a mortuary shelf. So that is September 29th, prime rib dinner. And this year we're having it at the Senior Citizen Hall. Sorry about that. That's me.
Yeah, I guess we should tone down our phones,
yeah,
eh?
Sorry. And if you want tickets, you can get them at Jones Fort, or you can give me a call at 356-3651. A table of eight is $400. Single tickets, $40. So it's a great dinner. And a great cause to help us get our funds so we can keep doing what we do. So there you go.
Perfect. I want to mention the Chico Heat just because I went and saw a game the other night. And you know something? Those guys are playing some pretty good ball down there. They're like 37-3 or something. And, it had great seats, and I plan to go back. And I think they got a pretty good outfit down there. And it's a nice, comfortable stadium. And so I encourage everybody to go down there and see the Chico Heat.
Yeah. Good way to spend a day.
It helps if you know the GM as well. Oh, boy. So let's see. We're moving right along. We could talk about taxes. I've got a section
here.
Well,
we're on the subject of baseball. I've got a headline here that says San Francisco Giants' Brandon Belt is saying that he's going to blame the Russians and hacking for losing the All-Star vote.
Oh my goodness! We don't have fake news anymore. We have stupid news.
Ridiculous news.
It's like, oh, are you fake?
The moron messenger.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, it's not. Are you fake anymore? It's like, how stupid are you?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. that actually made a headline. I guess because he's a professional baseball player. It can't be real though.
Well, his quote is, first off, I just want to say I believe I was told that Russia actually interfered in this election.
Wow.
Now, I would hope that that's sarcasm.
I would
hope.
I would hope, because I guess this last week revelations came out on Hillary Clinton that her server data was getting piped into some foreign country.
No.
Wow. I mean... No. And she knew about it. And she knew about it, and she was okay with that because I guess we didn't get it paid off. I don't know if it's Russia or China or Slobovia or someplace.
Who knows? Does it matter?
Yeah, I was going to say.
And does it matter whether or not her server got hacked? The very fact that there was classified information on an insecure server is a crime in and of itself.
Not
right?
If you're Hillary.
Oh, you can't do crimes in Hillary.
Come on.
Oh, there was no intent.
There's no intent. Yeah,
she didn't know anything.
And Lisa Page, how do you refuse a congressional subpoena?
Well, you do it for like one day, and then when they threaten to arrest you, you recant your position. And speaking of that, did you see Strzok? I mean, guy's creepy.
His little dance.
Played that little Twitter thing? Good grief. There's something.
She's the raw arrogance.
They had a gal on, I forget which program it was. She's like, yeah, he's like a serial killer. She was seriously saying, that guy has got all of the earmarks of a psychotic guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I don't know, but, I mean.
There's a few of those up there.
I mean, it's like him and Rosenstein are like, I know, Rump Ranger, butt buddies. Should I say that? No, I don't think so.
I'm not sure if you can say
I don't
that.
Think I can say that, but I did. So
that stuff ain't right. I'm just saying, that stuff ain't right.
They're really friendly. They're friends.
Well, what do you think about this indictment of 12 Russians that we'll never, ever get our hands on, never actually be able to question or have it? I mean, they're the perfect patsy.
No, the perfect patsy is a Sherpa in the lower foothills of the Himalayas, Tenzing Norg something, and that nobody's ever heard of. But he hacked from a cave in deep inside one of the Himalayan. I think it was K2 or something.
Yeah.
And so he's the guy that we want to indict because.
But unfortunately, he was last seen being abducted by a Yeti.
Well, but he will be held in contempt of Congress, and the sergeant-at-arms will be arresting him soon as he puts together a expedition team.
Well, I'm having a hard time at this point. Is that are these 12 indictments complete BS, or have I just become so jaded and distrustful of the Department of Justice that I don't believe anything they say?
Pretty sure BS really says it all.
Yeah, it's nonsense. Yeah. We know who hacked the DNC. There was no hack. It was a leak. And his guy's name was Seth Rich, and he's an American hero, and they murdered him for it. Tell the truth.
Tenzing Norgay. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's
no, didn't he commit suicide?
Two shots to the back.
Well, I'm just saying they said suicide.
Well, I guess the word that I'm getting is that this is all.
There's a witness.
Well, there's new revelations coming out. This witness is saying, and I went through his testimony.
Yeah.
Saying that it was an ATF guy and a DOJ guy, and they shot him because he was carrying around a flash drive in his pocket that had all this stuff on it.
Had all the info.
And the flash drive just is not there anymore.
Yeah, little did they know it was too late.
Now, this guy's saying that he wasn't a witness, but he was kind of a member of the crew, and these guys were bragging about it.
Oh.
I don't know. We'll find out. I mean, you hear so much crap, you don't know what's crap
right.
And you know what's fake news and what's not. But
Julian Assange himself basically came out and said, yeah, and he put up a reward for his killers because they killed this guy for telling the truth, for telling, you know, the American people what the DNC was up to and that they were trying to usurp the election of the President of the United States of America.
Yeah, but we're going to charge some poor slobs and in Russia that probably live in Siberia someplace, and they don't even have an internet.
Yeah, don't even know who they are.
They're like, yeah.
But it was them.
Unbelievable. But in the meantime,
yes.
Trump did pardon ranchers whose arrests led to the arms occupation of the wildlife refuge, which is kind of big news. And I listened to what's that Stumpy guy, Shepherd Stumpy Smith or something. And his explanation is complete,
Well, that's what most of the mainstream
stupidity.
Media and everything, they don't have a clue what the hell happened out there.
No, that's what I'm saying.
What they were charged for, what they got. I read a couple of liberal-slanted ones that one of the headlines was Trump pardons child molesters.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
See, that's fake.
That's
fake stupid news.
Yeah.
That's so stupid. It ain't stupid.
Yeah. I just and I couldn't get more than maybe part of a paragraph into that story because it was so horrible. They were saying that the Hammonds were accused of molesting a mentally infirm member of their teenage boy.
They don't even care anymore. They don't care about it. They're going to just lie about anything and everything because, you know, Trump's the devil. And Eric, what is his name? Eric Strzok? I think it's Peter Strzok, isn't it?
I'm just going to call him Grammar Wormtongue. The dude looks just like him.
Oh, okay. Let's see. What do we got here? Yes, we can. We wanted to get the memorial service repeated. We got a caller that called in.
So it's going to be Saturday, July 21st.
Correct.
At Lake Redding Park, which is across from the Senior Citizen Hall on Benton Drive, is where you go through.
And it's
right by the gazebo.
It's called the
Pavilion.
Pavilion, yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like a gazebo.
It's right on the river.
It's a
You
got to
kind of wind around a little bit. And it's at noon, and it's potluck.
Hey, how come you got a KCNR sign on your microphone and I don't
because
have one?
Because I'm special.
Oh. I don't like
96.5 FM.
I'm going to complain to the management. Mm-hmm.
But we're not there
We're on FM?
Not yet.
No, we'll be soon.
We'll be soon.
I didn't know that. Wow, we could be stars.
Yeah, awesome in two frequencies, baby.
That's right. That's right. We'd be jamming, man.
Not just a flat frequency.
That's right. That's right. We're gonna get on the curve wave.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so the president pardoned these guys that were held in prison. I think you know they spent like what four years or something altogether, maybe.
Yeah.
Almost five, wasn't it?
Well, I think Steve did a year and a half on the original sentencing, and I think Dwight did 3 months and then after they were back and resentenced after serving their sentence.
Yeah, after they got tried twice.
Yeah,
and they just kind of threw out the double jeopardy clause.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't get a harsh enough sentence. That was hounded down from high.
According to the government, it wasn't double jeopardy because we didn't try these guys twice. We just sentenced them twice.
Oh.
So in other words, we said you were going to jail for this long, but we went, we don't like that.
We didn't even give them a trial. We just sent them directly jail.
Yeah, you know, it's called punishing the rebels. Oh. Punishing the rebels. That's what they do
for
under a communist regime.
That didn't even meet the actions that occurred, didn't even meet the qualifications to be tried under that as a crime. Which the original judge.
Well, they tried them as terrorists.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's see. I'm starting a control burn on my land. It gets out of control, and now I'm a terrorist. You know these. I used to do control burns for the Forest Service when I was younger, and you know we've had it burn out of control several times onto private land. I guess that
they still do.
Like, that doesn't really count. In fact, I think one of them like started a major forest fire one time. Not when I was burning, but when somebody else.
There was two separate incidences. There was one where they were permitted to burn. They called in. They had their permits to burn. They did everything they could. Their control burn got a little bit out of hand. They burned maybe an acre or two of land. And then the second one was a back burn that they lit on their own land to stop their home and their land from burning because the BLM had lit a fire that got out of control and devastated thousands of acres. And they lit a backfire to clear the path so that fire didn't come in and get into their winter feed and everything. And when the BLM fire met where their backfire was, the BLM said, oh, you're responsible for all that land we burned down. You're a terrorist.
Rat
bastards. Wow.
Yeah. And then they turned around and tried to say some lies about, oh, yeah, they burned down half of Harney County to cover up that they were deer poaching. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So I guess Trump thought that was a pretty good pardon, and I'm in real agreement with him. I think he did the right thing. You got to love this guy, and no matter what anybody says, I think he's doing the best job possible up there.
What it signals to me, because there was not a lot of media coverage about the Hammonds. I mean, the Malheur thing did, but they didn't really cover what it was about Dwight and Steve Hammond. They talked about Bunkerville. They talked about crazy right-wing radicals and Tarp Man and, you know, all this other stuff. And then the story kind of faded. If you talk to a lot of people, they have no idea what happened. They don't know who Dwight or Steve Hammond is. But the fact that the President of the United States of America is aware and took an interest, I think, sends a signal.
I agree.
I think that the Patriots helped with that as well, to bring that to light. You know, I think we need to get that out there because they were sending the postcards and making them know what was going on.
And Greg Walden up there, their representative, I know, was very instrumental in doing what
So there was some great Patriot work there, and it can make a difference. So the people know out there, you know, when you start banding together on certain things, it can make a big difference.
Oh, it is making a difference. Not just can it?
That's true.
It's turning the tide. Look at where we. Can you imagine if Hillary would have got elected? Can you imagine where we'd be at right now?
Yeah, we'd be at war.
Probably.
And this country would be at war with itself.
Or in Haiti.
I would not be surprised if it had not started that night if she had been elected.
I'm telling you. And then she's talking about running again. Can you believe that crap? It's like, lady, Sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
even her own guys are not going to support her. I mean, after several failed runs, you know, I guess after a while, even your they're leaning towards the left. I think it's called the left. It could be,
I'm not sure what you call it now.
It's called communist. I see that the Communist Party of California is not supporting Feinstein anymore. They're going after De Leon.
Captain Ghost Gun.
it's really unbelievable, where these guys are going. And I don't know. I still have, I light a little candle in the window at night and put it up there in the event that, we're going to get some indictments and people are going to go to trial and then prison.
It has to happen, and it will happen. And to be perfectly honest, is the way that it's building up now, and people are waking up and they're starting to see what really happened and go, oh my God, these people were right. You know, our government was doing this and our government was up to this and subverting the elections. And I really think the question starting to become is, do they get dealt with under the color of law and go to jail, or do they get dealt with out in the streets at the hands of the American citizens?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean,
or both.
Maybe they could have an Antifa rally up in Sturgis or something, you know, and that's not going to go really well. I mean, they got their butts kicked up in Portland. Let's head over to Sturgis.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those guys won't fight back.
Yeah.
They won't do anything.
Yeah, let's go tell a bunch
Whoa.
Of what happened there. Call back Gary.
Yeah.
A bunch of drunken bikers that are ticked off, and then tell them they're going to lose their freedom and sit down and shut up.
I can see that.
Give me your gun.
Several hundred Antifa members missing from Sturgis bike rally.
Yeah. Hmm.
We can't find them anywhere.
Last seen being dragged out of town behind a Harley.
Yeah.
We do have a caller.
We do. We have Gary on the line. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, everybody. This is an example of somebody reads too much. I just finished Killing the Deep State by Jerome Corsi, and I'm in the process of reading again Solzhenitsyn's The Gulag Archipelago, and what you were talking about earlier about arrests, etc. There are some scary resemblances between the Gulag of Russia and what's been happening in D.C. with the killing of the deep state and so on. So I'd just like to throw that out, and I'd be interested in hearing your comments on all of that. Have a good day, and thanks for a great show, as usual.
Thanks. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Peter Strzok, he's like the point man of the deep state. You know, here, can you believe that guy was the lead investigator between Hillary and Trump?
Yeah, like there's no reason for recusal right there.
There's no bias there.
I mean,
nothing
doesn't matter
going on.
Who you are. You should not be even party to both of those investigations.
There's no bias. He has no bias. Just listen, he'll tell you there's no bias, you know, while he's making a brew.
Right. No problem.
You know, I don't know, lizards, tongues, and
well,
eye of newt.
My favorite was when Louis Gohmert nailed him, and to listen to the Democrats howl and...
You need your medication.
Yeah, yeah. And the guy really sits there and tries to talk himself up. I'm a good man, an honorable man. I've never lied. I have great integrity.
God.
And Louis goes, is that what you told your wife while you were looking in her eyes while you're cheating on her? Boom.
We got
roadkill.
Let's go to a break.
With that, we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in and have something to discuss or talk about, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest release down with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are unseen. Sadly in search of one step and back on themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
To visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Watching that, and they put this up to a Game of Thrones where they're doing the Battle of the Bastards. That was pretty good. Wow. We were just talking about Facebook and their how they're trying to, inject their politically correct BS into...
Like where they pulled the Declaration of Independence as hate speech on 4th of July?
It's unbelievable. So I've got this thing. Somebody's got it on my Facebook. Somebody posted this and says, is Obama your favorite president? And let's see. He's my favorite go-to-prison guy. garbage, would not walk across you for a free beer, you've been hacked, Philip. I like that one. Either he's been hacked or he's mentally incapable of an intelligent post. Hell no, never will be. Hey, best of pals, next to Satan. Piece of, you know what, the Kenyan clown, don't think so. And you know, this is not like, you know, there's not one favorable post here. Now, is that just because it's my Facebook? Maybe. But I don't know. Have you been noticing lately that the tide is kind of turning against this bunch of crap? Like, you know, we're talking
like you've got the walk away movement.
Right.
Normal people are finally getting fed up and walking away.
Well, it's like watching Strzok the other day. How could you watch Strzok and not think there's something wrong with that guy?
There's something seriously
wrong with the guy. He's a freaking psychotic, narcissistic.
Well, okay, he was
criminal.
He was counterintelligence. The guy lies for a living.
Right.
That's what his job description.
I know. So it's gotten to the point where it's absolutely ridiculous, and people are starting to see it. You know, more and more and more because. You know, these guys, you can't, I mean, you have to be stupid to look at Strzok and his testimony.
Well, I think that the tide's changing, too, because for a long time now, when the left attacks and a lot of things, people want to try and open a dialogue. They want to try to explain things. They want to try to use facts and arguments to sway the opinions and change the argument. And people are coming to the realization they're not looking for an argument. They have right. none. They want to fight.
Yeah, they just want you to do whatever they want you to do, and that's yeah. it.
And, or they're going to throw a temper tantrum.
Right. Yeah.
And for a long time, our response, for whatever reason as a nation, has been to coddle these temper tantrums. And I think people are done coddling them.
Yeah, because it's ridiculously stupid stuff. In the meantime, you got stuff like freeing the Hammonds. It doesn't really make the news. I got cops sent out here to seize veterans' guns without a warrant. He refuses to turn them over. I mean, there's really big news stuff coming in, and it's like it's all being ignored. Here's one, and I haven't had a chance to research this one. You got to research everything, no matter what source it's coming from, because you know you got to find out if there's there's so much fake news that it's ridiculous. But you can use some common sense. It's like this Rosenstein and Mueller indicting, 12 Russian military officials, days before Trump's meeting with Vladimir Putin.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, former DNC chair Brazil, this is the former DNC chair Donna Brazil, DNC allowed Russian hackers to steal the data.
Well, that's the big secret. That's the whole big thing, is there was Russian collusion.
Yeah. Yeah.
For decades.
It's like when you're a kid. Did you do that, Johnny? And you point at your brother.
It's
him. I didn't do it. I swear to God it wasn't me.
Yeah.
It was him.
I watched him do it.
Yeah. And you can, you could watch your brother get a beating and, if and then you probably got one too.
And the list of people
you're pointing at each other.
The list of people that colluded. Hillary colluded with the Russians on Uranium One. The DNC, that's who they wanted for president. That's who they were working at as president.
So this says, this article, but dirty cop Rosenstein forgot to mention the DNC allowed the Russians to infiltrate their servers. In her 2017 book, Hacks, the story inside the break-in and breakdown of that put Donald Trump in the White House, Democratic operative, this is out of her own book, okay, Donna Brazile admitted that the DNC allowed Russian hackers to steal data from the party's server.
Then is it really stealing?
Well, it's kind of like robbing a bank. If you don't get caught, is it really robbing?
Yeah, but
if you
walk into a bank, and the manager, before you can pull your gun, opens the vault door and goes, "Hey, there's cash, boys. Just make sure I get my cut."
Well, maybe you could call that a withdrawal.
Yeah,
I think something needs to be withdrawn. All right, I'll tell you what, we need to quit mollycoddling these SOBs and put them in frickin' jail.
Well, again, we continue to ask, why are they not in jail?
Right.
Why? And maybe they're just letting the pot boil until finally the American people stand up and say, enough is enough. We demand that they're in jail. It's coming. It's growing.
Well, and you know, this is a quote from her book. It says in her book, Baldwin went against the DNC, went against professional advice and said, I had to leave for a month while Russians stole data because the primaries were still underway in numerous number of states. In May, when CrowdStrike recommended that she take down our system and rebuild it, the DNC told them to wait a month because the state primaries for the presidential election were still underway and the parties and the staff needed to be at their computers to manage these efforts. This is what Brazil wrote in her new book, Hacks. So, were they trying to set the stage for something? I mean, they're talking about impeaching in Strzok's emails prior to the investigation. I don't know. What a crazy deal that is. This whole thing.
I don't know. Were they maybe trying to set up the Russian story to go before the presidential election so that they could just declare the election invalid and throw it off altogether?
I think what I'm hearing is that they at that point, they probably figured out that just in case Trump got elected, that they wanted a story that they could push. Because if Hillary gets elected, there's no issue. This gets covered up. But if Trump gets elected, they're trying to cover their bases because they could see the writing on the wall, you know, even in the fake news that, you know, when, you're looking at, these meetings or these conventions or these gatherings, these, events where Trump goes out and, you know, there's 30,000 people all over the stands and they fill the whole stadium and it's like, Trump, you know. And then you go to one of Hillary's rallies and there's like a blue screen, six or seven people. That's what cued it for me. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out that if this election's not rigged, then Trump's going to win. I think they could see it too. They might be evil. They might be corrupt. They might be a lot of things. But I'm not sure stupid is on the line.
They're not dumb.
No, it's the media that's kind of stupid. I mean, you look at this Peter Strzok guy in this testimony, and he's squirming in his seat and smirking. I mean, yeah, I think the worm tongue thing really might fit. This guy's
grammar worm tongue.
I mean, this guy almost looks like he's possessed if you look at some of those clips. So, I don't know. I don't know where we're going with this, but I think we're getting there, wherever it is. And, you're going to see more and more stuff coming out. It seems like, is something going to happen? I don't know.
And let's not forget that Trump is playing the game as well. He's playing the political game. How much is being held back until October? What is this year's October surprise?
Well, I think right now we've got an inversion on the bond yield curve just about ready to happen. I think that they're pulling out all the stops on the president's plunge protection team just to keep this economy afloat, so that we can get past the elections in November.
Did you watch the press conference between Trump and Theresa May?
No.
And they talked about when they come out of Brexit and reestablishing unilateral trade between Britain and America and quadrupling it. She said the exact words, new trade deals with the United States based on a gold standard.
Wow.
She said it.
Wow. Well, I think we've got to have a reset. And I think we're, because if the economy goes under, you know, whatever it is, I think we're seeing the housing bubble starting to pop. We're seeing a lot of this stuff starting to happen. If it really tanks before the election, is the media going to blame Trump?
Sure they are.
Oh, yeah.
That's a given.
Is anybody going to buy it?
I don't know if anybody's going to buy it, but they're certainly going to throw it out there.
The communists are going to buy it. Mm-hmm. Is anybody else going to buy it?
They might.
Maybe.
Yeah, but
is it going to sway the election?
But
truth of the matter is that the economy has been dead for over a decade, and we've just been sucking dry the bloated corpse. I mean, it's done. It's been done for a long, long time.
That's true.
You look at what Trump's doing, and he's positioning us for a rapid recovery.
Well, I kind of agree.
Let's see. And it might depend on...
He's setting us up to hit the ground running when it does.
Yeah. Well, that's what we've talked about this before. What keeps an economy running? Making things and selling them, manufacturing, you know, producing, whether it's good food, services, or whatever. That's what keeps the
service alone cannot drive your economy.
No, you have to make stuff.
You have to make stuff. You have to produce wealth.
Yeah.
So and there's a lot of that that could go on between now and the election in this country, too.
And you produce wealth by digging it out of the ground and pumping it out of the ground. And harvesting it from the forests and
selling uranium to Russia. No, wait a minute. Hold on.
But you can see a lot of that coming back. He's working to get a lot of that back. So a lot could happen between now and time for election. And
well, you know, again, the election in this the midterms, you know, is just the run up to the big act. I think if we get past that, they're just trying to not lose Congress and the Senate. Is the big thing right now, and then if we get past that, I don't think anybody can stand up against Trump in another 4 3 years or whatever it is.
And do we have another issue coming with the midterm elections where the Democrats just get drubbed?
I think so. I think I don't see how they cannot get that. If they don't take a beating in this election, I mean. I don't see how that cannot happen, but, we're in California, which is kind of like an island unto itself, sort of like Fantasy Island. And I
think there's a lot of that going on because where we are here in California and, you know, the most under siege part of the state of California, it's very difficult for us to see what's going on. But I have friends and relatives in other states that they say it's booming.
Yeah,
that's what I'm hearing, too.
You know, Not here in Pinko Land.
Yeah, we all can, we get little pink houses for you and me, and,
there's a lot like down in Texas and places like that are just going crazy.
Well,
it's like
I've talked to people in Florida, Texas, the Dakotas, Wyoming, Missouri. There's it ain't like this everywhere else.
Well, I'd start singing "Are We Going to San Francisco," but.
Well, you can go and you let us know how that works for you.
Bring your tents and put some flowers in your hair.
No, thank you.
I think we need to go to a break.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460.
If you're going to San Francisco, bring your pooper scooper.
There you have it.
Say you were wrong. Think that Trump would be gone. Now you're sorry. Lonesome and scared, and you'd say you'd be happy before Don would go home. There's a quarter call someone who cares. Call someone who listens, you might give a damn. Maybe one of your fake news affairs. Don't you come around here and then you know liberal lies. Here's a quarter call someone who cares.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
I am Jim from Design Time. Oh, another doggy accident on your carpet. Ah, that's the worst. You can clean it up and hope it won't smell, or you can have the new LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard system protects against odors and stains. If you have pets and kids, you can be confident that your home will stay clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw. Featured at Design Time. Stop by and see us. We're located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. See you there.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. If you don't like that REO Speedwagon stuff, well, I don't care. I like it. This America.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I wanted to let everybody know that Mark Muser, who's running for the Secretary of State, will be at the Patriot meeting on Monday, 6 p.m., and you can also show up early for the State of Jefferson meeting at 5:30, and that's 70. Thank you. South Bonneville at the unnamed church.
That's it.
The church of no name. Anyway, I wanted to get that in there. And let's see, where were we? It should be our next topic here. Let's talk a little bit about the new 199A business income deduction. I kind of want to shift gears a little bit because we need to start promoting business, and maybe we're going to gear the show a little bit more towards, you know, some business advice on how to up, you know, get a business up, get a business running, you know, how to set up a business, that type of thing, what you can deduct as a business, and also the new tax law changes that are coming down the pipe. I mean, this is one of them, this 199A business income tax deduction or income.
Is that the one where your first 20% is tax-free?
Yeah. That's it.
Wow.
It's a pass through tax breaks. Now, what a pass through is a and that could be this covers a sole proprietorship, real estate investors, with a Schedule E, disregarded entities, single member LLCs, multi member LLCs, and entities taxed as S corporations, trust estates, a real estate investment trust, and qualified cooperatives, but not regular C corps. So it has to be a pass-through entity. A C-Corp is not a pass-through. But what it does is that on the net, and we're still defining the terms, we're still reading. I went to classes in Reno last week or the week before, whatever it was, and we're still figuring this stuff out. This is kind of like riding a bike and get, you know, and reading all about how to do it. You know, okay, you got to, you know, put your feet on the pedals and pedal the bike, and, you know, and then you want to keep your balance centered as you're going along. But until you actually ride a bike,
well, a lot of times they don't even know exactly how it's going to work or the fine lines of it until we get closer to tax season.
Are you trying to tell me that Congress would write laws and not understand the unintended consequences of writing those laws?
Do it about 900 times a year.
I'm just saying. And a lot of
times
we don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they just stamp.
They don't even write them.
You got to pass it to know what's in it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? That's right. Yeah. And then we read it. But just so people know, that's why, you know, we don't always have total answers or the solution all the way on that, because we give you as much as we've got, but it can change a little bit.
Well, the professions that it's specifying here, and you know, trade or business, traditional service professionals such as doctors, attorneys, accountants, actuaries, consultants, performing artists, paid athletes, anyone who works in the financial services or brokerage industries, and so, and any trade or business where the principal asset is the reputation or skill of the owner. You know, why didn't they just start with that?
I was going to say, that's pretty broad.
Yeah, so we're still figuring out how this is going to work, but it looks like the basic deduction is 20% of net qualified business income, and that's huge, by the way. If anybody has been in business out there, it's kind of huge. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you make $200,000, the deduction is $40,000 times your marginal 24%, which equals $9,600 in your pocket.
And from doing taxes, you come to realize how small the margin is between this amount and that amount sometimes. And that is a massive cut.
It is a massive cut. You know, when I was going through the classes over there in Reno at the Super Seminars in the California Enrolled Agent Society, at first I was getting depressed. Because I was like, "Are you kidding me? Oh, they're getting rid of exemptions, and you're limited on your deduction, you know, on your real estate taxes at $10,000." And but you know, if you don't have a business, I think you're missing the boat, and that's what stokes the economy. And if you are working a job, you may consider starting a small business on the side anyway.
From what I've seen, and I've kind of done some research and stuff. Little bit on it too. I mean, my expertise is nowhere near yours, but am I correct in thinking that basically what Trump has done here is said, leave wage slavery, become your own man, go into business for yourself, let me open the front door?
Well, I don't know if that's the intention of this bill. There's a lot of moving parts, but I think that the and not even Trump. What it is that the powers that be, the powers that run everything, if you will, you know, the big money through lobbying and everything are all businesses, okay? And so this has been going on for a long time. The formula for business stays virtually the same. It's gross minus expenses equals your net, and you're taxed on the net. And you need to understand that, because there's two sides to the equation. You have employee and business owner, basically. And if you're an employee, nothing precludes you from being a business owner as well. But if you're an employee and you don't have a business, what you are is stuck in the worst tax place there is.
Slavery.
Bar none. Slavery, yeah, because it doesn't matter how much you're making. You're still losing so much in taxes through payroll and
you're taxed on it immediately.
And a myriad of other taxes that we're not even considering here. Real estate taxes, imposts, tariffs, all this stuff. You know, license fees, DMV fees, registration fees,
fuel taxes.
Absolutely.
So sales tax.
So you get creamed, because you might pay some of those on a business, but you don't pay them all. You don't pay payroll tax on necessarily if you own the business, especially on a pass through, depending on what kind of pass through it is, or you will end up paying less across the board. So it's something to consider. Yeah, but this new business deduction is huge. So, you know, when we're seeing a lot of the stuff, you know, the middle class wage slaves are the ones that always get hammered because they're the easiest target.
Well, and Trump being the student of history that he is and everything, and you look at one of the reasons that this country was so successful in the business in the beginning is the economy was not set up for large corporations and things. When you were an employee, it was usually as an apprentice or a journeyman.
There were no employees until 1940 something.
Yeah,
everybody owned their own business. I mean, you might be an employee of somebody, but there were no employees in the sense of today's payroll taxes and Social Security taxes and, you know, FUTA and FICA and FICA and SDI. There, that was not existent until after World War II. So I think we have to go.
We're at the top of the hour, so stay tuned for the second part of Sovereign Minds. You've been listening to KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
I don't expect anything. I frankly don't expect. I go in with very low expectations. I think that getting along with Russia is a good thing, but it's possible we won't. I think we're greatly hampered by this whole witch hunt that's going on in the United States, the Russian witch hunt.
The president has no public events scheduled for this evening. His plane taxiing down the runway even as we speak in Helsinki. Elsewhere, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen sees no signs that Russia is targeting this year's midterm elections with the same, quote, scale or scope as 2016.
Speaking at a conference of U.S. state secretaries of state in Philadelphia Saturday, Nielsen said her agency will help state and local election officials prepare their systems for cyber attacks from Russia or elsewhere. She said U.S. intelligence officials are seeing persistent Russian efforts using social media, sympathetic spokespeople, and other fronts to sow discord and divisiveness amongst the American people, though not necessarily focused on specific politicians or political campaigns.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstra. The Israeli military has lifted its restrictions along the Gaza border area today, indicating it has accepted an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire to end an intense 24-hour round of fighting with the Hamas terror group. The military had shut down a popular beach and placed limitations on gatherings of large crowds. The fatal police shooting of a man on Chicago's South Side last night prompted an angry crowd to gather, throwing bottles at police. Several officers were injured and four demonstrators were arrested before peace was brought to the situation. The World Cup final, France and Croatia, it's over, and the French are the victors today in Moscow 4-2. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You work hard to recruit the best talent for your business, so you understand how important benefits are. Today's candidates are looking for more than just insurance and retirement accounts. They want benefits they can use every day and perks that help them achieve that all-important work-life balance. With Veradesk Standing Desk Solutions, you can create the healthy office culture they're looking for, where employees can move more throughout the day, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. The new Veradesk ProDesk 60 Electric is the perfect way to create your active workspace. It's a commercial-grade electric standing desk that lets you sit or stand with the touch of a button, and it assembles in under 5 minutes with no need for professional installers or labor costs. The ProDesk 60 Electric ships for free, and thanks to our 30-day guarantee, if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. To learn how you can try the ProDesk 60 Electric in your office, visit veradesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
Virginia's attorney general is asking a judge to toss out a lawsuit that seeks to overturn state laws restricting abortion.
Democratic Attorney General Mark Herring's office filed the motion to dismiss in federal court in Richmond last Friday. Mr. Herring's office says state lawmakers should address these issues and not the courts. The plaintiffs in this case contend several Virginia laws limiting abortion are unconstitutional. The plaintiffs include abortion clinics and the Virginia League for Planned Parenthood.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Syrian government forces unleashed hundreds of missiles on a rebel-held area near the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights today, the latest phase in an offensive to clear South Syria of insurgents. The government's push comes after it had secured control of most of Daraa province in an offensive that began back in June. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Electric car maker Tesla says it will build its first factory outside the U.S. in Shanghai.
Tesla says an agreement signed with a Shanghai city government agency calls for construction to start in the near future.
It says production would begin 3 years after that and eventually increase to 500,000 vehicles annually. China is the world's biggest electric vehicle market. Automakers are investing heavily to develop models to appeal to local customers.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, July the 15th, and it's a birthday for some famous people, including author Clive Cussler. He is 87 years old today. Actor Jan Michael Vincent turns 74, as does rhythm and blues singer Millie Jackson. Singer Linda Ronstadt, 72 years old. Arianna Huffington, the co-founder of the Huffington Post, has 68 candles on her cake today. Comedian Eddie Griffin is 50. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I'll stand and place my hand upon my heart every time her anthem plays. And when I see somebody on TV take their stand on bended knee, whether it's on AstroTurf or grass, I think of those whose freedom was not free, and I say, take a knee, my ass. I'll stand up for the flag, take off my hat for old glory. Thank God I live in the home of the brave and the land.
Sovereign Mind Radio on the Free Fire Community Radio for the North State. Kind of like that one. Yeah, we try to mix it up on the music stuff just for fun. Keep it interesting. Okay, so I wanted to announce the Susanville thing. Do you want to do this?
Sure. I wanted to let people know I received a text from somebody that Chris Ann Hall will be in Susanville on July 24th. 5 to 9 at the Veterans Hall on Main Street across from Lassen High School. So I wanted to get that out there because I guess she's going to be mostly talking about the Second Amendment rights.
Well, I talked to her before, remember, she said something to come out there when she was on the radio.
Yeah.
I wanted to go. I had already planned on going. And because I just love Chris Ann Hall. I think she's the bomb.
She's great, yeah.
So
she's a wonderful person.
It's only 100 miles to get there. So if you can get over there, I think it's well worth your time. If you have never seen her in action, you do need to go.
Well, even if you have, yeah. And she'll inspire you. She's great.
Yeah,
and absolutely. You can always learn something. I don't care how much you think you know.
She's a pretty smart, yeah. A pretty sharp cookie.
She'll pull something out of the cookie jar that you didn't quite know or understand, that's for sure. So
That's
July 24th, 5 to 9.
Very good.
So get over there and show your support.
Well, the reason I can't go is because I have to go to Nashville, and I will be in Nashville that week because the ACLJ is shooting a documentary on the Lois Lerner attacks and that whole corrupt debacle, if you will, of the IRS going after the Tea Parties and the Patriot groups way back in the day, started in 2010, you know, with their BOLA list, Be on the Lookout For. And that court case was won, you know, last year. And so now the ACLJ is putting together a documentary I don't know how big it's going to be, but I'm thinking kind of a nationwide sort of deal. And we'll see how it turns out. But I will be in Nashville on the 24th and the 25th for that shoot. And then I'm back here. And once I get back here, then I got someplace else to go. So it's like, you know, like I said, I even when I talked to Chris Ann, I said I wanted to be there and I probably would make it. But sorry, it's off the table now. There's nothing I can do with this. This other thing came out of the blue, and I didn't really have a lot of control over it. So with that said, let's see. Should we talk about Venezuela or CalPERS, or is that the same thing?
I think it's pretty much the same thing, just in a different location.
Yeah, Venezuela's starting to look like a hockey stick. Let's see. I had it posted on Facebook, and let's see. Yeah, there it is right there. Venezuela, the Café Con Leche Index shows that Venezuelan hyperinflation has hit 46,305%. Yeah, I didn't stutter. 46,305%. Food prices soar 183% in 1 month. So that's what happens when you just keep printing money out of thin air. And, you know, you have a guy like, well, who's it's not Maduro. He died. Who's the new guy? Che Leche or something. So, wow. That's
there's quite a story there.
Yeah, we might want to check into that before we blurt that one out over the air.
Yeah.
I've got one here from Zero Hedge. Anti-left melts down over unmasking of the Antifa Act. Let's see. Antifa claims it's going to shut down the Sturgis bike rally. There's a big sign out there. All the bikers welcome to Sturgis. And, you know, the line is, these folks should remember these ain't statues. These folks fight back.
Oh, yeah, they fight back.
And it will not go well.
And there's a whole lot of them there. There's not just a few hundred. There's a lot of people when Sturgis happens.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's true? Whatever that is. But.
We probably want to wait to.
Yeah, I'm not sure we want to. Yeah. So let's move on. Well, let's finish up this thing on the businesses. You know, with the wages and employees and stuff. You know, the employees is a wage slave. I mean, it really is because they just pilfer and pilfer and pilfer. And I'm not saying quit your job. I'm saying understand and learn some things here so that you might want to set up a sideline business because a small business is the best tax. What's the word I'm looking for? Best tax position position that you can be in, bar none, in the United States. There's more tax advantages in the small business than any other area, bar none, across the board in the tax code. Okay, so you might think about that when you're going to work.
And just so people know, it's not that hard to start a business. It's not like you have to go out and spend all this money and get all these permits, depending on your business. Right. But, I mean, you know, there's certain things that maybe you should call us or call somebody that – people think you've got to do all these things, and it's not necessarily true.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's something to consider, and we're going to hit this topic more and more as time goes by. I think you need to understand it.
One of my favorite examples is one of the clients that we have is the guys that were bass fishermen that, you know,
that is it.
Fish in tournaments and have profit incentive, and that's a business, guys.
Absolutely. Now, if you're just going out there fishing for fun, that's not a business. But if you're going out there trying to make money in legitimate bass tournaments, all of a sudden you are a legitimate business. Now, do you have to make a profit in 2 out of 5 years? No, that's not really true either, because all you have to do is talk about net operating losses, 2 to 20. Actually, that's a good point under the new law. They're getting rid of the 2-year look-back rule, and they're going forward 20. So you could actually have a loss, according to the IRS, for 20 years, but there's more to it than that. We're not, you know, you need to get advice from specifics.
Yeah.
You know, so don't just run off.
Yeah, you need details, and the person giving you advice needs more details to guide you in the right direction.
So just don't run out there and start writing off everything and thinking you're a business. You have to understand how it works, why it works, and what constitutes a business in the eyes of the Supreme Court. And the IRS is not the arbiter of the law. They happen to be you know, sometimes the blockers of real tax law.
Right.
They don't always go after the code. They a lot of times go after regulations that aren't necessarily law. And sometimes they take positions that are contrary to the court's in higher situation. So you have to understand this stuff. So don't do this unless you get some specific tax advice from somebody who knows what they're talking
about. And not necessarily calling like
Mark
the
IRS. Can it be a great place to
IRS or the
not
state.
Not sure I want any more clients.
I'm just saying a lot of people say, but I called the IRS and the IRS said this, that, and the other thing. Well, wrong answer. That's not where you want to get your information
will,
or
that's
the
right.
state.
They will absolutely take advantage of your ignorance.
And you can, call 10 different times to get 10 different answers. They don't care. They're not in it for you.
And the fact is, most of the IRS agents are ignorant of the law. You know,
they've had
a whole 8 months worth of intense training from the IRS. I've been doing this for almost 34 years or 32 years or 33, whatever it is. And you can't learn it in 8 months. You can't learn it in 5 years. In fact, if you don't specialize in something, you'll never learn it all.
Right.
So
just make sure you get somebody that knows besides making
right.
a phone call.
And just
call.
Because you have a couple of letters on your shingle doesn't mean you know anything or aggressive, because it's like being a doctor. You know, somewhere out there, there's the worst doctor there is, and you don't even know if you're going to him, because how do you check?
See, I've always thought like a medical diploma should come with a grade point average on it. Does that say 2.8?
Were you graded on a curve? Or...
So you just barely made it through, huh?
Yeah, but you still got your shingle.
Yeah.
And you are out there operating on people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so be careful, you know, who you go to your advice for, because just because you get a license to do taxes doesn't mean you have a clue. It just means that you know how to fill out forms and not necessarily know how to do
tax people, but there's financial planners and advisors that you have to watch, too. And I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody, but, you know, kind of vet them.
Let's take CPAs, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, there's CPAs that know taxes, and then there's CPAs that just know accounting. And accounting is not taxes, and they might have a little blip on taxes, but, you know, we always used to joke, certified public accounts, we used to have our clients pay always. But, you know.
You use the same numbers, but.
Accounting mm-hmm. is not
the same
taxes
thing.
Or tax strategy. They're two
right.
completely separate things. So just because you have a CPA working for you doesn't mean that he's good at taxes. So just a bit of warning.
You know, you take your car in to get worked on. Are you going to go to your tire installer to get your engine worked on?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, because bookkeeping never changes. Tax law is changing constantly.
Right.
And, you know, if you don't have a good mentor or somebody that guides you through it, they're lost, too.
Yeah. I mean, a tire is a tire, pretty much, and has been, but engines are changing all the time.
Yeah, it's hard to get 14s on 15 rims, though.
Because it all but depends on where you buy your tire.
It doesn't take too much practice to figure that out.
For some, it might, you know.
So, with that said, we're going to be hitting that more and more, because we think that's going to be a big service to the community out there, as to how to set up businesses, how to create businesses, how to, you know, do your accounting for the business, because that's probably your most important thing in a business, is understanding how to keep track of your expenditures and where your money's going, so that you can maximize your deductions
right.
and get the best picture and be able to defend yourself.
And that doesn't mean that you have to actually do it yourself, but you have to know how it's done properly and its benefit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you do.
So, moving right along, should we talk about Venezuela or CalPERS?
is that like Venezuela present
is this
future?
Trick question?
Well, I'm looking at this article from Transparent California, California's largest public pay database. And this says nearly 900% increase in CalPERS benefits dwarfs economic growth and the taxpayer's ability to pay.
Sorry.
Oh, you are on the air, by the way. Yeah, there's he got bleeped. Yeah. It's about time.
I got bleeped, sorry.
Yeah.
That one
we haven't had to do that for a long time.
That one slipped out.
No kidding? No crap. Jared's quick on the draw. He's almost like a radio ninja when it comes to that stuff. So you got to keep an eye on this guy.
My apologies. That one slipped out.
So
it
getting back.
Could have been worse.
Getting back to the subject matter, the growth of promised CalPERS pension benefits versus other California indicators is, let's see, personal income is about, they got it projected at about 250, 280 percent, which I don't buy.
Nope.
Total state tax calculations, you know, have gone up, 200%, medium household income, inflation. Yeah, inflation's at like, I don't know how this graph could be even close to being right. They're showing inflation, but like real inflation is like, 70%.
Yeah.
Right. So,
maybe it's inflation per second.
Oh, actually, I've got the actual figures. Okay. So I was looking at the graph. I've got the figure. So personal income has gone up 331%, they're saying.
Whose personal income?
Theirs. Theirs, maybe.
I guess if you're under the bridge and you go find a couple of dollars. Yeah.
No, you got to walk to the mailbox.
Yeah, you only got 50 cents to start. I guess it's hard.
Not sure how they got these. But they're saying CalPERS is up 886%, the promised pension benefits. State tax collections, 311% up. Medium household income is up 121%. Inflation is up 119%, and the population in California is up 41%.
Really?
Now I wonder.
How's that?
I wonder if how many
is that coming across the border?
Are they counting citizens?
Coming across the border?
Are they counting tax-paying citizens?
I don't know. I mean. Oh. The guy who wrote the article observed that blaming the inevitable market downturn as a source of CalPERS funding woes is analogous to a gambler citing a bad run at a blackjack table for having less than anticipated funds.
No.
Wow. That's a good way to put
it. It wasn't my fault. Elected officials' willingness to take on such massive debt, not the fact that the stock market sometimes goes down, is the root cause of California's pension crisis.
Oh, that's all. No.
Oh, I can't say the word?
Just saying.
You know what it makes me, it puts a visual image in my head, that scene from, was it Clockwork Orange or is it Dr. Strangelove, the guy riding the bomb?
That's Slim Pickens in Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah, Jerry Brown riding the pension. Woo!
There you go. Clockwork Orange was a little weirder. But anyway, I think we have a caller.
We've got Dane on the line. Good morning, Dane.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
How are you two?
The fun never stops. How are you doing, Dane?
I didn't know if you two were aware of or wanted your audience to be aware of an upcoming free public event, July 28th, Shasta County Fairgrounds. Event flyers at Orchard Nutrition. And the significance of this event to disclose the severity of what's unfolding on the wider horizon front, which we are not being told as we watch political theater on every channel from every perspective. And
we don't have fake news anymore, Dane. We have stupid news.
Well, I would argue from all directions, from all political sides of the fence. We have exactly that. Mass distraction, while existential threats are unfolding on the wider horizon front. And I would encourage people, whatever they believe, if they're willing to show up at this event and find hard data, and Mark and Linda, we're going to have not only former government scientists, not only a former EPA whistleblower on the climate engineering issue, and again, in regard to our government and other governments, for those who, from any side of the fence, are trying to convince themselves that the occupants of the White House, whoever they may be, again, from any side of the fence, are in any way in control, I would argue that if we have a government that is spraying toxic materials over our heads that are a part of a climate engineering operations under every administration, that should give us cause for pause. And for those who don't understand these programs, don't understand the severity of affecting the Earth's climate system with toxic materials that rain down through the air column, in addition to the government scientist, former EPA whistleblower, there will also be a two-star major general at this event, first time ever for such an official to speak out. There will also be a very, very important microbiologist from a major institution speaking out about this as well. This is a huge step for these people because there are grave consequences for such individuals who speak out. So
Well, I would encourage your audience to, if they, whatever they feel about these issues, whatever they've been told by official agencies, it isn't so, I would challenge them to show up and understand that whatever other battle we're facing, if we can't breathe without sucking in toxic heavy metals, and you guys know that how poorly Reading rated on the air quality monitoring that was recently published, right?
You know, I didn't see it.
It's like ninth worst in the country.
I believe it.
So we know we have a chronic illness rate in Reading officially of almost 50%. And it's not just here. So every human disease, Alzheimer's, ALS, autism, ADZ, or ADD, diseases that are related to toxic heavy metals, which are a primary ingredient in or element in climate engineering, are coming down through the air column. We've done 70 tests in Shasta County alone. So anyway, I would encourage your listeners, if they want to know more about what is mathematically the gravest and most immediate threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm, which is climate engineering with toxic materials, show up. Talk to extremely high-ranking military officers yourself. Find out what you don't know. There's a data at Orchard Nutrition. There's free event flyers at Orchard Nutrition and free data on this event. So I'm just simply trying to get the word out for those who want to find out about the most dire issue of all that we're not being told about. This is it. That's the event where they can find out.
Perfect. Well, we appreciate the call, Dane, and, you know, people that are interested need to get out there and get involved. I mean, you know, it's kind of a deep state issue, if you ask me. I mean, it seems like there's guys that are doing stuff in our government that we don't really have any control over, or they're out of control, and nobody's able to put them in check.
Yeah, I think that's the point. And, again, the divide and conquer tactic that's always been that of the power structure to keep distracted, divided, and not focusing on the wider horizon. That's going on now as much as ever, Mark. And in the coming weeks and months, and your listeners can quote me on this, there will be more and more unfolding, unhideable headlines that will allude to the severity of what's unfolding. For those who think life is going to go on normally, when the biosphere collapses, everything else will follow. We've lost 80 to 90% of Earth's insect populations in the last decade. How long are we going to be here if the insects can't survive? This is all related to many different aspects of biosphere implosion, but climate engineering being the largest of all. Encourage people to find out what is the greatest and most immediate effect on all of us, mathematically speaking, on our climate, our atmosphere, the ozone layer. This is playing God with the weather, Mark. Linda, you guys don't think that's a good idea, right?
Well, I mean, anybody playing God but God is not a good idea.
But do you think playing God with the weather is a bit perilous?
Well, anybody playing God is a bit perilous. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that we should be playing God with anything.
I'll leave with this. You know, so many things that people are focused on right now amount to arranging deck chairs on the Titanic. If we don't deal with the intervention in Earth's life support systems, we're not going to be around long. It's that simple. So if your listeners want to talk to government scientists, experts, former military officials, so forth, show up. Find out what you didn't know. The event is completely free. Materials there are completely free. Saturday, July 28th, free flyers at Orchard Nutrition. Thank
and
you.
And what time?
Hey, thanks, Dane.
What time, Dane?
The event starts at – it's also with Jim Fair, by the way. There's an event there on an adjacent building that people would be of interest as well. They're a sponsor for geoengineeringwatch.org. But it's that event's going on July 27th, 28th, and 29th. Our event is July 28th. Doors open at 3. First presentation at 5. And anybody who has the courage to show up will leave with the data presented. They will leave shocked, but hopefully awakened and understanding the severity of what's unfolding around us. And that's the goal. We have to face the truth in order to do anything about it. Correct?
I agree.
Yeah.
And we need we need solutions. That's the deal.
Well, the first solution is for people to be willing to face reality. We can't deal with the situation if we don't know what it is. So this event is a call to action to tell people exactly what they can do once they know how severe certain converging catastrophes are that are closing in on us all. So
perfect.
That's the purpose of the event, present hard data with people that are speaking out for the first time that will be there to talk to the public individually as well. Please show up.
Very good, Dane.
Thank
hey,
you.
Listen, we got to go to
a
break. We appreciate your call.
See you.
Right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So let's go to a break.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
In recent years, this country's gone to hell. And the cracks getting bigger on the side of that Liberty Bell. Well, Clinton, Obama, and the Democratic crew sure did a number on me and you. It wasn't my vote, you can blame yourselves for that. But we got a chance to turn things around if you get your butt up off the ground and understand we're all gonna have to work. This big old country was built on sweat, and if we're gonna make it great again, you're gonna get wet. But the first things first, we all gotta vote for Trump. Vote for Trump.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
That's an old classic we love to hear from Leslie Gore. Sunshine and Lollipops and Rainbows. Boy, sometimes it's just, I'll tell you, what to do. Well, let's see, where are we in our quest for journalistic excellence and actually telling everybody the truth? I don't know. I mean, there's so much crap going on out there. How do you know what to do? Well,
it can be difficult.
Yeah, it can be. I was trying to look something up, but let's go back to the need to know news and see what we got there. As far as I want to look at this, Congress introduces new unmasking of Antifa Act of 2018 law that proposes up to 15 years in prison for masked crimes. Yeah, the Antifa is kind of up in arms on that one, so to speak. Congress has proposed a new law that makes it a federal crime for wearing a mask or disguise while injuring, oppressing, threatening, or intimidating any person in the U.S. that blocks them from any of their constitutional rights. Huh?
How about it's just a crime to block somebody from doing their constitutional rights? Who gives a crap if they got a mask on or not?
I don't know. I mean, but...
What a joke.
You know, I think what we should do is start a new television series.
Isn't it already illegal to block somebody's constitutional rights?
I think so, yeah. But if you wear a mask now, you get 15 years automatic. I think we ought to have a new program on TV instead of, you know, Ninja Warriors or WWE. We'll have WWF beatdown Antifa version, you know. And I don't know, maybe.
You could run out of Antifa real quick.
Anyway, we do have
a caller.
Yeah, see that one guy? You come after him with the. It's like, yeah, that's you got as they say in the hood, you got knocked the F out. You know, I mean, good grief, he clocked that guy. That guy was pretty a pretty big boy. You know,
fairly stout.
Yeah, he was a stout kind of guy. He looked like he'd been working out a little bit at the gym. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we do have a caller.
We've got Terry on the line. Good morning, Terry.
Yeah, guys, how you doing this morning? Good show.
Pretty good.
Thank you. The fun never stops.
Yeah, I didn't hear the last part of the segment because I went in the store and I'm on my way home. But the last part I heard was Dane Wigington speaking, and did he say that 80-90% of the insect population has been lost in the last 10 years?
I believe that's what he said.
I believe that's what he said. Yeah.
So. Wow. Okay. Okay. I just was trying to wanted to make sure I was hearing everything right. And okay. And then also that since that's happened, we haven't got much time apparently.
Well,
say that too.
I think that's the gist of it. Within a year.
Oh, within a year?
Well, I mean, we're going to see a lot of changes within the next year, irreversible changes that, you know, is going to be okay. Make it undeniable that there's a problem.
Well, yeah, I just didn't get a chance to hear the whole segment. Only got the tail end of it there. I've been kind of in and out of stores, so I got the tail end of it about the 80-90% of the insect population, and that. We don't have long, and I was wondering, I mean, I don't know if he could call back in, but maybe he can elaborate on some of that stuff. I mean, if it's 80% to 90%, it's a big difference right there, but...
It's got to be devastating to the pest control industry.
Well, is that rad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Whatever gave you that idea.
I know. No, seriously, guys, I'd like to hear that. I mean, because I mean, I don't know if he'll call back in or not, but I'm just curious about that. Those two comments. I mean, those are devastating comments. I just wanted to. I hope. I don't know if I heard him right. I just was checking to see anyway. So I just wanted to check to see if I was hearing what I thought I heard. That's all.
Yeah, I think you heard what you heard when you heard it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty then.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, is it too early to start drinking?
Never.
Yeah.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Thank
okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. So I'm going to talk about the purchasing power of the dollar now. If we really want to start thinking about getting drunk, let's talk about the dollar.
You better have a lot of dollars to get drunk. Jared?
Jared, we got a...
We got beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep,
beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep,
I don't know who's on the line. But...
Do we have somebody on the line?
Hello, hello? Lori.
Hello?
Hey, Lori.
Hey, Lori.
Yeah, we had a little technical difficulty there. We're back up and running, though.
Okay, well, I have a brew that might fit for people. I found it the other day. It's called Hemperer. H-E-M-P-E-R-E-R. And to anybody, I don't see why you can't have a nip and a sip whenever you want.
Hey, I'm telling you, you know, I've been trying out the scotch a little bit lately, and I'll tell you what, if you've ever had a taste of a really good scotch, man, it's really good. That's why people like it, because I'll tell you what, it seems like a couple of drinks now and then these days might be appropriate considering all of the fallout from so many different things that...
God.
I don't know.
I know. It's well, let's put the new heading called medicinal. So to help with the listeners and for Terry and so forth, Dane's weekly show covers all these species die-offs, the heat, the melting. There is really no place to sufficiently pack your bags and leave and find, like, you know, the grass is greener kind of thing. It's the cattle are being relocated.
I'm having a hard time with the 80 to 90% insect dying off, because I'll tell you what, out of my house, they're all alive.
Well, there's always going to be some survivor top ones. That's the point is
a lot of flies this year.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I got spiders all over my house. I got yellow jackets and wasps, and you know, and I'm having a hard time keeping them under control. So you know, I'm just, you know, I'm not trying to discredit what Dane's saying as much as I'm saying that I'm not seeing that.
Well, the thing is, there's going to be the takeover rough, stronger species that are going to overtake. So if you can listen to his show, folks, Global Alert News, when they're shipping, flying in 30,000 heads of lettuce to the UK to pacify, so their salad bars are there, and they like, oh, yay, we're good, we're fine. That's spending. Look at the numbers. 30 calories worth for 1 calorie of food. It can't go on forever that we keep making the poor, starving third world countries supply, and we buy from them so that we can have our shelves look pretty full. And I think, Linda, correct me if I'm wrong, you're noticing too, sometimes shelves aren't that full, the pickings kind of crappy, McDonald's had to drop their salad bar because of some parasites.
Yeah, your shelves, we don't have the inventory in the grocery stores.
I think it's because everybody has what do they call it, on-time delivery, because nobody has the economic resources to store.
Well, and our money's becoming worth less and less and less, and that disrupts the marketplace to the point of ridiculousness, and that's happened over and over again throughout history because of this inflationary cycle. So I'm not sure that the dots are connected.
The eco collapse is not going to help us with Wall Street and the stock markets and all these other things that we've used to look for as a way to stabilize, or if the Trump administration's got some far distant vision and plan for if stuff does go sideways, we're going to have, you know, yay, Trump, you figured it out. It's like I think what Dane was really saying is that one person does not have the control we think this one person has.
Oh, I'm not, you know, I don't think Trump has that much control at it. I'm not saying that he's the Messiah. I'm saying he's doing the best job of anybody I've seen in the office in 30 years or whatever or longer. Right. You know, and I think he's got his heart in the right spot for the American people. Does that mean that we're not going to have some problems? I think we're going to have some big problems. You got the pension crisis. I think you've got the economy going on, which is going to affect the production and the farming.
I think the monster's so big. There's no way that we can...
The debt is up to worldwide is like... You know, last time I checked, it was like $300 trillion of debt. You know, and when you have to pay money back, I mean, we don't have dollars floating around. We have debt instruments. Every dollar in circulation has to be paid back with interest. That's our biggest problem, in my opinion, as far as the economy, is that everybody can't afford. I mean, look what's happening out there. Can you afford to go out there and I mean, look at groceries. They're going through the roof, and it's
what I'm saying. The monster's so big. There's got to be problems in different areas because it's so big. And There's so much going on.
I think that's directly related to the inflationary cycle that we're in through unlimited printing of money and buying the bonds. I mean, that's what it does. This happened. The same exact thing happened in France, you know, back in 1700 when there was no climate engineering. So I'm not trying to discredit climate engineering, but you can't point to that as the cause of all these problems, maybe some of them, And I agree. And I agree with that.
We're in a hot zone, too, with L.A. having a big blackout. Wait till these metropolitan cities continue to suffer the heat. We're not cooling down at night. We've got the methane gas. We've got all these aerosols. There's so many things that are a circular feedback loop that we're not in a recovery with the environment. So the crops are going to get worse. The food, the fruit, the everything. Like you said, the cost. So we're going to have to start planning to help each other out and realize that maybe they are moving us out of California with these intentional droughts and frying and baking like they did with the Middle East after 9/11. They can topple these countries by weather manipulation and weather control. They can steer for hurricanes, for anything they want. They can bake anything. So all the growers out there, please wake up. You think you're going to have a fortune in marijuana, cannabis, wake up, come to Dane's event, because all of this is going to be crashing really soon. They can't hide it anymore. Florida, toxic waters, estuaries, sea rise, coastal properties. I've mentioned this before. Just come to Dane's event. This is probably the last event, annual event. So meanwhile, he's got his website. He sells nothing. And I think for Sorrow Hall, seats about 800 people. So please, people, you've got to realize mainstream media is not going to cover one shred of this.
I agree, I understand, Lori, and you know, right. I wish you guys the best success you can have.
Thank you, and I'll see you guys next week at your Caldwell Park Lake Reading combination.
All right, thank you.
All right, you guys,
Lori.
Take care.
All right, very good. Let's go to another break.
All right, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I can read your mind. We ain't about to get along, and I know why. You think we owe you when we don't. Yeah, there's a welfare line wrapping round Main Street. That money ought to help our boys coming back from overseas. We're gonna paint this country red like Reagan. Gonna shoot our guns, gonna eat our bacon. There's a great big bald eagle who's smiling on us, and soldiers who died for your privilege to fuss. If you wanna leave, you can't take it no more, and I'll show you the damn door. I'll show you the damn door. And all these protests, you're throwing out some heavy words, and I'm just wondering, how the hell'd you get off work? 'Cause I got 65 long hours that I just put in last week. Now I gotta go back home. Hear you whining on TV. We're about to paint this country red like Reagan. Gonna shoot our guns, gonna eat our bacon. There's a great big bald eagle who's smiling on us, and soldiers who died for your privilege to fuss. If you wanna leave, you can't take it no more, and I'll show you the damn door.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Everyday Fitness and Training is Reading's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated, featuring 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Located at 2345 Athens Avenue, Everyday Fitness offers over 35 classes per week, included in membership, along with Silver Sneakers memberships and classes. We offer corporate discounts to first responders, active duty military, and U.S. veterans. Sign up now for a free week pass at edfitness.com.
I love that video, the redheaded bagpipers, and man.
I'm leaving it alone.
Oh, man. A
little scrapping music.
I don't think it's the music you're interested in as much as other things.
Oh, of course it is. Shut up.
No, it's not.
You know what
I'm just to say.
You know what they say about us redheads, we're either doing one or the other.
I believe we have a caller on the line. I believe we got Riley Sally on.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Sal?
Great. Hey, you mentioned that the Hammonds were pardoned this week, and we're all very grateful for that, and we're so thankful to President Trump for doing that. But a lot of people don't realize that there are still men in prison as we speak for their part in either the Malheur Reserve incident or the Bundy Ranch incident in April of 2014.
Do we know who those people are? Maybe we can get a list of them, Sally. And,
yes, one of them is Greg Burleson.
Okay.
He was convicted because his trial was before the Bundys became acquitted, and he was sentenced to 68 years.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
No, I am not, and that's because they were not allowed to use the exculpatory evidence that finally came out in the Bundy trial. And there's another man named Todd Angle, and he is being sentenced to 20 years this coming Tuesday for his part in the Bundy Ranch standoff.
Do you know how to spell that last name for Todd Angle?
Angle, E-N-G-E-L.
Okay, Angle. Okay.
Mm-hmm, Angle. And Todd Burleson was the one. He's in prison right now for 68 years. And there's another one, Jerry DeLemus. J-E-R-R-Y D-E-L-E-M-U-S.
Yeah, I think we should get some petitions going on these guys, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or ask the president to pardon them.
They're all being sentenced on
lack of exculpatory evidence that was not allowed at trial.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There must be an avenue because the other got put in front of him so that he's seen it and did the pardon. So whatever it is, getting a petition together
if the others, the Hammonds got pardoned, wouldn't they have to automatically revisit?
No.
Because they were separate.
There's a very good YouTube on Facebook, Hammond Bundy. He's calling for the jurors, the grand jury jurors, to come back and look at the exculpatory evidence that was used in their trial.
That exonerates
them. Well, that's what I mean, yeah. If there's that evidence there, don't they have to bring that back?
No.
No. It's up to the judge, Navarro. if and she's wants a to piece revisit
of work.
It.
Yeah, and she's a piece of work. So,
but it should open the door to an appeal to a higher court if necessary.
It should.
Yeah.
It should. Maybe they should do a writ of mandamus.
Have we heard anything about Ammon Bundy coming back on yet?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, well,
it's time to get him back on.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see.
Well,
we
have to have more of a connection. I think he's getting overwhelmed with everybody.
Just on InfoWars this week.
Let's get a hold of the gal who was interviewing from the guy that rode through. Gosh, I can't think of any names right now. But
The guy that rode his pony, his horse down.
Emmon? What's his name?
Dwayne Emmer.
Oh, Dwayne Emmer?
Yes. Emmer, yeah. There was a guy
he's in Lawn Park.
Well, and he's another one. And,
yeah, he's another one.
And so...
And John
Ritzheimer.
Yes. He's in there, too.
Yep.
Wow.
So there was a gal that was doing the interviews that was running the paper or a publication. Maybe we can get her on because she'll know this. I'll do a little research on her and we can get her back on.
I can reach out to Read Out News.
Yeah. That would be great. Yeah, let's see what we can do.
That'd be very, very good because I know they're going. Todd Engel is up for sentencing on this Tuesday for 20 years.
Wow. So we're up to about like 10 people that you guys just named off.
There's
more than that, I would imagine.
And there's still justice to be had for LaVoy.
Yeah, there is that too. And I mean that, you know, so man, I'll tell you what, somebody's got to start going to jail here sooner or later. I mean, otherwise we don't have any justice, and it's going to be vigilante.
The right people need to go to jail.
Yeah, that's wrong people are going to jail.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I was kind of saying earlier, is I think it's really getting to the point that the question is these people will be dealt with. Will it be under the color of law or by American citizens in the street? Because there's some of these things that absolutely cannot go unanswered.
Yeah, I got to agree. And, I mean, at some point in time, you got to do something, but regardless.
As people of good faith and conscience, you cannot allow it.
And then, of course, there is LaVoy, and we don't want to forget him either.
Yeah, no. That's what we're talking about. I mean, that's really the deal because, you know, he paid for it with his life. You know, prison is bad enough, but he paid for it with everything.
And yep. Dr. Red and Wynn and Utah.
And the Bundys were acquitted on the same evidence with which he was murdered.
Right. Well, that Love is supposed to be in legal trouble, last time I heard, but Dan Love, the guy from the BLM.
He should go to a hole and never see the light of day again. And spend the rest of his days thinking about what he did.
No, I'm thinking they should brand him a pedophile and put him in general populace. But
well, now that fine, this would be great news because the media is not reporting on this at all.
Right.
You know, so we would love to have an update, and if anybody can find it, you and Red can.
Well, we'll do some homework on it because we are.
We can definitely put something together.
We are not stupid news.
All right, you guys. Great program. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
All right,
thanks,
Sally. Bye. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, there needs to be some justice here. Hopefully, Trump's already looking at some of this stuff, but still, we better, you know, maybe follow through.
There are things afoot, and the Bundys are very busy at work. And don't think that the comment that came out about a week ago out of Mike Lee out of Utah about the federal government finally surrendering the lands to the states that they were supposed to isn't part of it.
Well,
there's bigger moving parts to a lot of this stuff.
There is a lot of stuff going on.
There is.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem. There's so much. Yeah. We have so much crap going on for so many years.
There's so many parts.
Yeah, there's so much corruption. There's so much abuse. This is going to take a while to unwind. There is no magic bullet. It's going to take hard work across the board. I mean, whether it's the state of Jefferson or getting the courts under control,
It's all of it. It's crazy.
Yeah. And we just all got to take their and start working and doing their part.
And, you know, for the political prisoners, you know, right now everybody is kind of taking a quick step back to appreciate the victory of getting the Hammonds home. But nobody has forgotten that there is a lot more work to do.
Oh, well, we better hurry up. We only got about a minute left. So,
Roberto, are you with us?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi. Quickly, because we're at the end.
I'm out Eureka Way, across from Shasta High School. I have no bugs at all. I don't have ants. In fact, I don't even have snails this year. This is so unusual.
I got them all at my house then for some reason. I don't know.
I've got quite a bit of mine, I have to admit.
I got ants. I got everything. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying what I got.
Well, maybe you've got a cleaner property. They're all going to you.
I don't know.
Anyway, just wanted to let you know that.
All right. Thanks, Roberta. We appreciate it.
Well, I think we're getting pretty close to the end here.
Down to the end.
So, you know, another Sunday well spent here in the journalistic capital of the world. Reporting on the coup.
Ground zero.
You just can't make this stuff up. Anyway, keep your hearts pure and your thoughts clear. Things are going to get worse before they get better. Don't die a copy, be an original. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State. We'll see you all next week.